Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair on the Salem Radio Network and GCN across the Fruited Plain. And thanks for joining us out there. Again, we are hour number two right now. And if you are like me, you've probably been going with little, if any, sleep over the past 24 hours, which is fine. This is just our democracy, folks. It's just America. That's all. Which we will survive, by the way. I'm not suggesting that, you know, we're done. We kept the Senate. We added seats in the House. And that isn't done yet, by the way. That is not done yet. We may have parity in the House. I doubt we're going to actually get the speakership back. But listen, there's not going to be a lot done if Joe Biden does ultimately become president. He's not going to be able to get the policies passed that they are going to try and shove down America's throat Fragua style, because they're just going to be too darn liberal. I'm sorry. You cannot increase taxes on people in the middle of a recession. You just can't do it. And all of the crazy stuff that they were threatening to do in the Senate, God forbid, Chuck Schumer became Senate Majority Leader, such as stacking the court, adding Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico as states, that won't happen at least for a couple of more years. All right? So take a deep breath, folks. Folks, take a deep breath. And we're going to get through this, and in 2 years, as John Gabriel was just talking about, there might be a massive red wave. And let's see whether or not we can get somebody else like Donald Trump in 2024 who fights. And I'm saying this not with the assumption that the election is over. It's just being realistic right now that he's going to have to thread that needle. He's going to have to thread that needle. We are going to have to see Nevada come back. It looks like Biden is ahead by a very small number of votes, like 8,000 votes or something, I think the last number was. That might come out tonight, if not tomorrow morning. That's probably going to be challenged as well because, listen, I lived in Las Vegas in the 90s. Clark County is like Chicago, just a smaller version. It's like Philadelphia. It is absolutely 100% used, the voter rolls there are used as a weapon by the unions, the SEIU specifically. Okay? And so it is all about Clark County and those votes. In 2016, Nevada went for Hillary Clinton by a margin of 25,000 votes. That was it. It's a tiny, insignificant number of votes. Right now, according to the last numbers that I saw, and it may have been updated in the last hour, Trump is down 8,000 votes. And there are significant numbers of problems in the voter rolls in the state of Nevada. Significant numbers of problems. Dead people voting. All sorts of fraud that's taken place. We've had Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, who's been on our show. She's come on this show a few times over the years with me, talking about that specifically. And she has proof. She actually has emails stating that those 25,000 plus votes in 2016, that was the margin for Hillary Clinton, were fraudulent. So that's where we are right now, folks. We're dealing with Pennsylvania. And what can we expect that's going to be taking place in the wee hours, okay? absent a change in the outcome in Wisconsin and Michigan, which it doesn't look likely. All right, the margins just wait. A recount's not going to change it. I'm sorry. There's just too many votes there. But you know, we are looking at litigation. The late night radical changes in the numbers that I just talked about. You know, all of a sudden we just saw 100,000 votes for Biden and zero for Trump. In the middle of the night while everybody was sleeping. That's what took place. And that's where the litigation should be taking place right now. But the advantage being piled up by Biden in Philly right now is massive. The advantage is that they own the infrastructure. But the numbers so far are not that massive for Biden. And in Philly, the numbers are lower than they were for both Obama and Clinton. Biden's share of the vote in Philly is slightly less than it was for Clinton's share, and it's decent amount less than it was for Obama's share. And we know that because as the different reports have been coming out over the past few months, we have more black support for this president, President Trump, than at any time in history of presidents when it comes to voting for a Republican. So we know that's going to depress the votes a little bit in the city of Philadelphia. So what's going to be taking place right now? Well, you know, when we take a look at the total voter registration numbers for Philadelphia County in November of each election year, going back to 2000, we were looking at registration voters, 1.25 million. 2004, 1.62 million. 1.126 million in 2008. 2012 was just 1.1 million, 2016 was 1.1 million, and 2020 is 1.123 million. Okay, now the percentages is what counts, and this is what I was referring to just in the last segment regarding Wisconsin, whereby Wisconsin, you've had percentages going back to 1960 in the 60% range, from 60 to 70% range. And last night we saw 89% of the registered voters vote in Wisconsin. It's impossible. It's unheard of. It didn't happen. What we would expect to see taking place is approximately the same. From 54 to 64% from 2000 to 2016. So are we going to see this miraculous number like we saw in Wisconsin last night in Philadelphia, where all of a sudden you've gone from 60% average to 90% average? We have to look at this, folks, because this is absolutely a well-oiled Democrat machine that is controlling the future destiny of this country. They're controlling your take-home pay. They're controlling your health care. They're controlling your free speech. And we can't let up on this. We've got Judd Dunning coming up here after the break, folks. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here in the chair. We've got a whole lot more coming up for you here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio across the Fruited Plain on the Salem Radio Network and GCN 73 radio stations. And you can find us online at therealside.com. You check us out on the chat room. It's the best chat room in all terrestrial radio. And also, you can find us on Facebook. You can find me at Whiskey Politics on Facebook. You can find me at David Sussman. David, that's what my mother calls me. Sussman on Twitter as well. And of course, our YouTube channel, Whiskey Politics. I'm delighted to bring our next guest on, somebody that I spent about 5 hours, 6 hours with last night, watching the returns and cracking wise, drinking some whiskey, Judd Dunning, who is the author of 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. Judd, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, David, good to be back. Good to see you again. It's like time has not passed, except the nation is frozen up, waiting.
It's exactly what it is, right? We're just in this suspended abeyance. It's like, you know, just what's happening next? All right, so it's been approximately 20 hours since we hung out last night watching the returns. We were pretty positive up until about 9:30 or so. It looked like things were going swimmingly for Donald J. Trump. Ohio called real quickly. Florida got their act together. The big states got their act together. And then you hit the Democrat governor states, and all of a sudden the wheels started falling off. What's your impression since last night, what we've seen, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and the rest?
Yeah, first off, I mean, we knew this was going to happen, because if you consider the things that have already happened, right? We had the Electoral College challenge in 2016. We had the 25th Amendment challenge of the legitimacy of the presidency. We had the Russia Mueller report scandal. Then we had impeachment. Why wouldn't they stall, and why wouldn't they step on the neck of the election? Even if they were not going to steal it, I think Trump did the right rational thing. I mean, they've tried to take his power five times, five aggressive. We spent more time focusing on the Dems trying to take power from Trump than enjoying his presidency. So I think a proactive approach to slowing it down is definitely necessary. That's what I'm telling everybody. I said, this is just rational, just to check the other side. If Biden wins fair and square, great. But I have to tell you, the way the polls have shifted, last night, David, when we were on the air, we had the great privilege, right, of watching you on Twitter, watching CNN and Fox at the same time in the background. And, yeah. I mean, I still have a shattered focus from that today. And we're still seeing the same kind of information flipping throughout the day. I mean, fake news on steroids.
Yeah, it really is. Well, there's so many different aspects to all of this. There's so many stories. There's the media. There's the polls. There's, you know, some shenanigans happening in Democrat-run states right now. I've been kind of philosophical today. This is the difference, by the way, between conservatives and liberals, right? If it goes in the way of Joe Biden legally, that these are verified votes. And I think there's a lot of questions to that right now when you see massive numbers of increases in states like Wisconsin, Judd, that got 100,000 votes all of a sudden at one time for Biden, zero votes to Trump. I don't think that's mathematically possible. But let's say he legally is entitled to win this election, that these votes are all legit. I think you and I and most conservatives will say, all right, we'll get up, we'll brush ourselves off, we've still got the Senate. We actually increased our House of Representatives number. And, you know, we'll go get them in 2022 and 2024. If it went the other way, it's going to be a dystopian, you know, riot situation all across the country, right?
Yeah, it's going to be complete deconstruction. And it still may, depending what happens and how strong Trump resists. But I think since the Dems may have technically won, as far as Biden, you know, it looks like Biden's going to claim it with one state, right?
Right.
And then Trump's got to roll back three or four. And if those three and four don't add up, he can still go pick apart some other states. We're really not talking about that yet. He can challenge the entire election process. And we don't know how far that will go back. And if you're going to go for it, you might as well go for it to verify everything. But conservatives, yeah, we're the adults in the room, man. It's like, okay, well, you know what? We got the courts, so they're not going to pack the courts. Okay, this is good. We get to roll back over regulation.
The Senate, yeah.
At least it's not going to get worse.
You know, you just gave me your book last night, and I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. But 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal. That's what you talk about in this book, though, right? It's kind of, you know, some of the significant differences that we see between, you call it the adults in the room. We're not the ones that are going to get out there and have pitchforks and torches, you know, on the street if the election didn't go our way. Talk a little bit about that and what you talk about in your book.
Yeah. Well, a few chapters come to mind. We have one, violent anarchic mobs are bad. You know, I'd say our book is really about, you know, the decline of law, order, and civility has to be pointed out. I mean, essentially, if you look at the cover, right, there's this show, for those of you that don't follow pop culture, it's 13 Reasons Why, is a show about basically suicide and kids, right? So our pop culture title has a tilt to the fact that overall, you know, conservatism is enduring values. It's be a good person, do good things. You have a right to protest peacefully. Take responsibility for yourself, encourage others, try to worship God, help us keep a military strong, put enough taxes out there so that we can build infrastructure and have a strong military. Elsewise, try to let us run our own show until we can. Of course, big government exists, and of course, big free markets exist. The reality is always going to be there. That's why we don't freak out when power may go to Biden for 4 years till Trump 2024. No. I mean, I'm already stumping. Trump 2024. But, the book, we go through the reasons. I, as a conservative, there was such an onslaught, David, on all of our rational belief in what we know and why we know it. So this book was written for people just like wanted to settle into. Over the years, natural law is simple. Constitutional law is simple. Living a good life is simple. Foundational elements are simple. But the history stacks up in every one of our reasons to say, oh, this is actually rationally true. So hopefully it gives people a confidence what their conservatism is rooted in and what it's about.
I want to talk more about it after the break with you in a minute, but it's funny because you touched upon Trump 2024. I asked John Gabriel from Arizona Republic Ricochet in the last hour, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. Let's assume that Joe Biden becomes president. What happens to Donald Trump?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. It came up a few times here. You know, if you look at how – I mean, Obama kind of stepped out of the spotlight for after a certain amount of time, right? We've had other presidents that leaned in. But I think Trump will be – I mean, I hate you – well, no, I will. I like Sarah Palin. I thought Sarah Palin for a while became a pretty powerful pundit. She was using influence afterwards. I think Trump will stick around. I mean, one, he's part of our economy. Two, he's part of a celebrity in media. Three, he's still an influence. And I think the passion that we're going to – if it goes to Biden and we leave this power untapped, this passion is going to go into our economy for a V-shaped recovery. And this guy's still going to be an inspiration to a lot of Americans.
It's interesting, and it's a very positive perspective on things. And in other words, we can separate ourselves from our politics for the well-being of our country and our family. I think that's a big, big difference. We've got Judd Dunning, Bullet Point Nation. He's the author of this new great book that I can't wait to sink my teeth into, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal. So we'll be right back with more. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making his case to the courts. The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in an effort to challenge the results of the presidential election. In Michigan and Georgia, the campaign is demanding better access for observers to oversee vote counting, and in Pennsylvania, the suit deals with an earlier ruling that said ballots received up to 3 days after the election would be counted. The president is also asking for a recount in Wisconsin. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says it's all because this was a much closer election than anticipated. He tells Fox News that the president has the right to take his case to the courts.
You got to give President Trump credit for that. He has a very loyal following. The second is it showed how deeply divided the country is. The third is it was so close in so many states that the Trump campaign has a right to take his case to the courts. But as I say, at some point it's got to end if they don't win in the courts for the good of the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back. This is How Lucky Can One Guy Be? Well, I'm Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio, so I'm feeling pretty lucky even though the election did not go, at least it is not going in the way that we all had hoped at this point. But to commiserate and, drink together as we did last night, I guess, metaphorically speaking, I'm delighted to have Judd Dunning join us, who is a fantastic, fantastic guy. He is the author of 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal, Bullet Point TV as well. You can find them. And we were together last night for several hours, waxing wise, talking about everything that was happening with the election. And we had a great time, and it was really, really a lot of fun. Judd, you know, one of the things that I've really been thinking a lot about today is, first of all, we need to get through this. And I think right now it's okay for us to feel anger. I think as conservatives, we feel like this is the cheat. This is the big grift that is happening because, Ohio, we saw it called. The pollsters were suggesting Ohio was going to go for Biden by 4 points. You know, Washington Post called Wisconsin like 16 points or something ridiculous for Biden. And Trump wins Ohio by 8 points. That's a 12-point swing. And then it hits that blue wall that the Democrats and their infrastructure in those states were preparing for this time. And I feel like a lot of people believe that a grift is taking place. Do you believe that? Do you want to go that far and say that maybe there is some serious voter fraud that is happening right now, and should we feel angry about it?
Absolutely. Let's simplify it. How about you have to have a driver's license to vote? How about an ID to vote? That would solve this so simply. Everybody's recorded. I mean, we're tracing everybody on social media. We know what we buy. We know what we eat. We know what we look for, browse for on the internet. We know what we shop. We can't show up with an ID to a voting place for this situation. How long have we been pounding voter ID so we can track who's actually voting? That itself, look, the Electoral College is there to protect us. The popular vote validates the Electoral College, and we're seeing that at work right now. This is exactly why the founders created this device. And this is going to allow us to challenge these chunks rather than, you know how hard it would be to deconstruct the popular vote? This is the reason we have the electoral challenge. And people on the left should be celebrating that right now, to challenge illegality or the contamination of the vote.
Yeah, we've seen that from the left when they can't win an election through the ballot box. They want to change the rules. They want to change the game. They want to move the goalposts. They want to change the electoral vote. They want to add senators and do all the things that we've seen them threatening and projecting to do. But, you know, as somebody that I believe most conservatives, right of center types, libertarian leaning, whatever it may be, Republicans, they're just people that want to take care of their families. They want to provide. They want to run a business. They want to be good citizens. And what we are seeing right now is somewhat of a dismantling of the values that built up this country. Free markets, free enterprise, rugged individualism. And, you know, we talked about this last night to a certain extent. And, you know, what the left are trying to do is to take that out of, the ability for people to even think for themselves, where a centralized government and our betters will think better for us and provide for us. Do you think that this country is going in that direction?
Oh, I mean, that question seems so clear with the hijacking of big tech. And we've been actually, Michael Loftus and I, who I do Bullet Point Nation with, bulletpointnation.com with Mike Loftus, he's great. We do our show. We've been censored several times. I mean, I think people are thought boxing. We're thought boxing people into quick media, 24-hour, crisis replace. This strategy, look, when you pick up a piece of marketing at a store, there's millions of dollars put into that branding. There's billions of dollars being put into political brand. And now, you know what's interesting? We whitewashed, I don't know if you can use that word, we brainwashed people to not even wait for the election.
Never even thought that that's a bad word until now.
Until tonight. So we brainwashed people to think they didn't even need to wait to hear what happened in the election. Joe Biden the whole time, vote early, vote now. My laptop's coming out, you know. And people are buying it. They're quickly making fast decisions. I call it civil illiteracy and moral relativism. The more we can get people to care less, the more we can get people to care less and understand history more, the more they start to lose their own thought process and, you know, create their own wisdom.
You know, the left are really good at emoting. They're very, very good about the feels. And they sell a candidate by appealing to your emotion. These are marketing guys, and you have to admit they are very good. Think about it from this standpoint, Judd, that they sold to 60 million people a person with no mental acuity left, somebody that looks like he's about to stroke out every time he's talking, and the most liberal senator, a weather vane that is one of the most unlikable characters in the political scene today, and half the country voted for them. Do conservatives need to find a way to be able to appeal more emotionally to the voter?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just thinking, you took the old white guy that made the black guy electable in our history, right? And then you take the old white guy left behind in the trash heap. And then you throw on the, you know, cute, somewhat black woman, and you remarket, repackage, and flip it over. That's an interesting question, Dave, because our message now is different. It's bolder. Like, conservatives are bolder since Trump came into office. You know, they said before Trump came in, it was going to take 10 years to reverse the damage to our foreign policy position in the world, that we need 10 years of new internationalists to reestablish America. Trump did it in two. Trump rebuilt our army, our military. Trump has challenged trade. He's built up American pride. He's shaken up the system. I think that the next thing that we're going to bring back with the base that he's built is just the same package, to be honest. I think Americans are going to run this experiment again, and Americans are going to want to see somebody else bringing what Trump brought. Who is that person? I don't know. But I think his marketing did pretty well. People were really extremely motivated to be proud to be Americans.
One of the things that the left use is fear as an emotional cudgel. And you talk about it in your book, Under Cultural Issues, and you talk about, you know, are you a bigot, right? And I want you to talk about that in our last couple of minutes here, because for the last 4 years, if you wore a red hat, you're automatically a racist in the eyes of half the people in this country, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I said it on the show, and I don't want to keep repeating it all the time, but, you know, you can throw back a very aggressive statement of bigotry to the left to wake them up to see if they qualify, which I was using. I was calling people pedophiles. They're like, you're a racist. I'm like, you're a pedophile. Yeah. I'm like, let's figure it out later. And their faces are like, wait a minute. Well, I have to take accountability for the rationale. Moral, as I said last night, being called a bigot, it's so morally decrepit, it's so offensive, it's so unkind that you literally almost want to cry, right? And I think conservatives, we even lost our voice for a little while. We're like, whoa, why are you going to something so violent for who we are? But the thing is this concept of that I cancel out every other culture if I'm a colorblind conservative, when in its essence, what does that mean? That means I see you by the content of your character, right? I see you by what your untapped value and potential is. And I believe in that anything can happen with anyone. This country's already proven that. It's in our history. And yeah, we've had every great empire has been built on blood and injustice on the way to civility, right? And now here we are in some pretty gosh darn good civility, at least with a lot of people in our country, the average person. And we just need to keep reminding people of that goodness and reminding people of that gratitude. And I see people for the soul. I don't care if that's not a politically popular term. I don't care, man. I see your soul. I don't, oh, what about my history? I'm like, I don't care, man. I see you as American. I see your soul. For example, in my office here, in my studio and at my real estate business, I don't even think about someone's gender, race, or color when I hire them. I just see who the person is behind the act. So I'm not going to apologize for being an open-hearted, good person anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do.
It's the right way to go.
We're like, you got to be clear on how to defend yourself when you get a rational attack. And to be honest, this is one of my problems with Rob, who's our show is. I love him because he's bringing up the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This time we're putting out this dialogue about race. I'm a race. I'm like, hey man, can we get on to being great? Can we get on to what's next? What about your spiritual advancement?
Judd, tell everybody where they could find you at Bullet Point Nation, and also where they can get your book, please.
Sorry, I got on the rant there, buddy. That's my favorite chapter. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal and how to enlighten others. Newsmax Humanics, it's coming at just Amazon.com. Just put in Judd Dunning. You'll see the book there. Or come to our show and the book, and that you can buy there as well, which is bulletpointnation.com, bulletpointnation.com.
You know, I got to tell you, I really enjoyed hanging out with you guys last night. It was an absolute blast. Thank you for coming on tonight as well, and we'll have to have you back on, Judd. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. Cheers, my friend. Dave Sussman here, and we will be back. We'll be back. We're not going anywhere. Still got a lot of time left tonight to talk about the election right here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. And as always, it is a pleasure being with you. And if you would like to join the conversation and you want to opine, how are you feeling? What are your thoughts right now? If you did sleep last night, where did your thoughts go? Were you worried about some of the issues that Joe Biden, by the way, if you want to give us a phone call and give us a chat here at Real Side Radio, you can at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. You can also find us at therealside.com, therealside.com, and also on Facebook. So give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. But when you're closing your eyes and you're thinking about Joe Biden presidency, you know, I think a lot of us right now are trying to we're trying to deal with the shock of what is currently taking place right now, because this isn't a free and fair election that we're seeing going in one direction or another as it normally does. What we're seeing right now is an absolute collapse of our voting system and the democracy, because we do know what is going on. We do know that people are being cheered when they're being escorted from the vote, from the polling places, if they're there to make sure that no shenanigans are taking place. You know, Republicans being kicked out because, you know, they're not wanted. So where are the eyeballs that are checking out to make sure that the votes are being properly counted and verified? So the concern that we have is, okay, well, you know, at least we've got the Senate, and we're going to be able to keep Biden in check. Yes, that is true. Thank goodness that is true. But I don't want to make you any more depressed than you currently are right now. But what happens to the AG, Bill Barr? Okay? Bob Barr, I should say. What happens to those investigations? They're going away. What happens to school choice? Betsy DeVos, the focus on making our schools more equitable for inner cities. What happens to different programs like the Platinum Plan for inner city blacks and, you know, all the different incentives to build the economy with a lot of the different policies that Trump has been in essence, creating for America's revival, economic revival, the lowering of regulations, the decreasing of taxes, all things that he was going to continue to do for both small and large businesses, as well as individuals. That's all going to go by the way of the dodo bird. And I will say this with utmost sincerity, okay? This is not in any way something that is going to be good for America. It is going to be constant sniping, a gridlock situation. The things that Biden will try to get done, he will do by executive order and fiat. What's going to happen to the wall and the border and the DNS and the ICE? You know, when we think about it and we stand back from this slow motion car crash that we're seeing happening right now on our TV screens and on our phones and on the internet, you know, it's fine. Everybody on the media is like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Gridlock is good. Nothing major is going to happen. And while, yeah, the extreme, you know, left, which is going to try to control this president, may not get all of their way, and you're not going to have Chuck Schumer as the Senate majority leader, get rid of the filibuster, add states, add seats to the Supreme Court. Yeah, those things are likely not to happen. But the small things, the things that are the engine of this economy, the things that the left absolutely hated about this president, with him reaching out to different demographics to bring more blacks and Hispanics and women to the Republican Party, those are things that we will not have a bully pulpit for anymore. Are you going to miss a President Trump? A lot of people suggested that the Democrats run on, well, we're going to return to a sense of normalcy. It's going to be boring again. I don't know about you. Yeah, I didn't like all of his tweets. And I know he's not gone yet, okay? First of all, he hasn't lost. Biden hasn't won. I get that. And he's still going to be our president until January 20th if he does lose. If he does lose. But I got to say this to you. One of the things that I really respected and respect about President Trump is his ability to fight, is his ability to carry the water for tens of millions of frustrated individuals, voters, many of them that may have voted Democrat at some time in their life, because they take a look at the mainstream media. They take a look at the sports teams and the corporations whose boardrooms are filled with leftists. They take a look at social media and their crackdown on free speech. If you've been on Facebook or Twitter in the past 24 hours, half the stuff that you're seeing is notated by Twitter or Facebook. if it isn't taken off completely. And Donald Trump is the one man, the one person that was able to fight against this. Who's going to be that fighter now? Who's going to be the one that carries that water? Yeah, you've got some warriors in the Senate. You've got Ted Cruz and others. You've got Jim Jordan in Congress. And I get that. But these guys are legislators. Legislators. And what they do is important for the country. But you need a fighter. You need a point person, a point man. And Donald Trump was somehow able to absorb all of the bullets and the cannon fire that was sent towards him. Russian collusion, impeachment for Ukraine, 25th Amendment, constantly taking hits from the media every single day, and all of the media, even on Fox News. And somehow he withstood that. And because of that, he's not going to go quietly with this. I'm not saying that there's going to be a constitutional crisis. They're going to use the legal system as it was designed constitutionally for them to check these votes, to make sure that Michigan, that got 100,000 votes in the middle of the night, Wisconsin, same thing, Pennsylvania, that is trying to finagle this, and both sides think they're going to win Pennsylvania. And the other states, North Carolina, Georgia. Why did North Carolina stop the vote in the middle of the night? Why did Georgia stop the vote? What happened in the middle of the night where they all just stopped counting? What was going on there in the election headquarters of those states? These are human beings, and human beings are fallible. Were there, I mean, this isn't so far-fetched. Were there crates of Democrat votes pre-printed that matched IDs in their system that were sitting in corners or people's trunks that were brought in? I can ask that question because everybody's thinking that question right now. And how do we know they didn't? How do we know the coding and the algorithms of these voting systems? Every state is different. Listen, I'm a big 10th Amendment guy. I truly believe in federalism. I believe each state should be able to dictate and determine what is best for their local cities, towns, and counties. But when we're talking about a national election, maybe it's time for us to have a national standard. A one-size-fits-all situation based upon a federal standard. Get a bipartisan commission and create a standard that all 50 states need to abide by. You have to do that when you go through an airport, TSA. You have to do that when you eat meat, USDA qualifications, you know, make sure that you're not getting poisoned. Why are we not doing that for voting? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question, no? Why do we not have a national standard for voting where Pennsylvania and Illinois and now Michigan and Wisconsin and it looks like Georgia and North Carolina, based upon the political office that is running the canvassing board, can play, you know, how they want to play this? It's like we're allowing the players to create the rules. So, listen, folks. How much time do we have left here? Yeah. I'm going to ask the caller to hang on until after the break. We'll take you at the first part of the hour. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. I want you to think about that for a minute. Should we not have a national standard for voting? We'll be right back after the break in the third and final hour. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.